We're back here on 1410 KGRN. It's time now to talk Grinnell College baseball. The Pioneers off to a great start this year. They're in second place in their division in the Midwest Conference, only a game behind Monmouth. Those games of the Fighting Scots are coming up. They are on the road this week. It's crossover week. They're playing teams from the north at the University of Chicago in Beloit. And one of their senior leaders, first baseman Vince Riley, with us here on 1410 KGRN. And Vince, it's been a unique start to the baseball season, and you guys are pushing hard. How do you feel about the year so far?
Yeah, it's been a good start. We're not quite where we want to be yet, but we got plenty of time left to kind of make up for that. We've had a lot of injuries that we're trying to fight through, and a lot of new people stepping up this year. It's been good to see, and we hope to keep the trend going.
Well, I mean, you're a senior, but you're one of those guys who have stepped up. I mean, Carson Gamble was the starting first baseman, but he's been banged up, and you've gotten your opportunities in that spot. I mean, you don't like to see a teammate go down, but what has it been like for you to get this chance? And, I mean, you've been bashing the ball.
Yeah, Carson, he's one of our captains. We expected him to have a big season this year, and when he gets back, I'm sure he will. But it has been weird kind of coming into the year expecting to be a pinch hitter, kind of filling in as needed, kind of mostly being a mentor for people and kind of working with them. But now getting a chance, it's been nice. I haven't had to think too much. It's just kind of react to the situation you're thrown into, and it's the same game you've been playing all along. Maybe a little faster pitching, but nothing too different there. So it's been a good time.
What has been your key with hitting and getting? Once you get this chance, you've stepped up, and statistically you're among the leaders in the conference right now.
Yeah, a big part for me has just been my approach. I've always thought of myself as a pretty smart baseball guy, so I can usually try and think along with pitchers pretty well, kind of know how I would attack myself. It's kind of gotten me in trouble sometimes thinking a little more than I should, but this year it's just been really, really simplify it, find that first pitch that's in the zone and go get it. And just, especially at our field, don't be trying to hit home runs. That short left field porch is really inviting to a lot of guys. But when I start trying to hit there, that's when I start rolling over into ground balls and stuff. So really working to right center and trying to find doubles instead of home runs has been the key for me.
You're a unique story in the fact that when you grew up, you came down with a pretty severe disease. I mean, kind of a form of bone cancer in your leg. And yet here you are playing college baseball now. Tell us a little bit about how that came about and how you were able to kind of overcome that.
Yeah, so as an 11-year-old, I was playing Little League baseball, playing travel ball, kind of just touring around Southern California. But I started limping a lot, and I was slower than normal, which was hard to do, I thought. But my mom was seeing me not getting the balls that I should have, and just kind of always had this kind of nagging pain. So went and saw a couple different doctors, and they found a stress fracture in my femur. Ended up draining some liquid out of the inside, and ended up seeing that it was osteosarcoma, which is a bone cancer, in my left femur. So ended up going through chemotherapy, different treatments with that. The main treatment was a limb salvage surgery where they put in a metal rod and a metal knee joint in my left knee. So now I'm even slower than I was before, which, again, didn't know was possible. But we keep going down instead of up.
What was that like? I mean, an 11-year-old going through chemotherapy. I mean, I can't imagine what that experience would have been like.
Yeah, it was I think I was in shock more than anything. I didn't really have time to think about it. The way the diagnosis came about, it was supposed to just be, after that first surgery, just a kind of a checkup. And I went back in and they did an x-ray, and there was, a mass there again when it was supposed to be bone. And so I was expecting to be cleared to go play in a travel tournament 2 weeks later. and instead I was going to be sitting in a hospital bed, getting text updates from my friends and stuff like that. Oh, so it was a lot to handle, but my parents basically said, this is the next hurdle in life. You can't avoid it. So just turn into it and go make the best out of it. And all my friends and coaches and everything back there were really supportive and really kept me involved. They made patches and for the travel jerseys and stuff. One of my friends made T-shirts, and every Friday the school would be covered in burnt orange because we were the North County Longhorns. So it was cool to see that. And just the kind of the outflowing of support. If they had a tournament and it wasn't too far away and I was, up for it, I'd be going there. I'd be, this pale, bald-headed kid sitting in the dugout, but everyone was always, coming up to me, talking to me, making sure everything was going good with me, and really made the best out of what could have been a bad situation.
Vince Riley with us here on 1410 KGRN. So you get diagnosed with this, and that should be the end. I mean, you get bone cancer, and you got now you got a metal rod in your knee. That should have been the end of your playing career, but you said not so much.
Yeah, the doctor and I definitely butted heads a couple times on you're going to be happy that you're walking. You're not going to be having to take your leg off in the middle of the night to go to bed or anything like that. You know, count your blessings there. And I've always been a little bit more stubborn than maybe I should be. And I said, no, it's not going to work. I'm going to play baseball. And he said, no, you can't play sports. And I said, all right, I won't play football. I won't play basketball. I won't play hockey like I want to, but I'm going to keep playing baseball. You know, I'm going to do this. This has always been a big part of my life. It's going to keep being that way. And finally got an oncologist who kind of agreed and said, you know, this is good for your mental health. You're a lot happier when you have baseball. You're always watching baseball when we come in here. Why should we take this away from you? And looking back, I think that was more of a, he's not actually going to go very far with this. It'll be, you know, one more year of Little League. He's not going to blow his knee out there. He's not going to be playing enough. So it's been kind of nice to see how this has gone through, playing high school and now playing college baseball, and kind of keep sending him updates and, you know, hey, I hit a double today. Hey, I've had RBIs. I stole a base. You know, I thought you said I wouldn't be running again. And it's a little bit of a give and take, but he's, every time I see him, he kind of lectures me and says, when are you going to stop playing? But it's also kind of that twinkle in his eye of, you know, this, I did a pretty good job with the surgery and this kid's putting in a lot of work, and it's starting to show. So it's always fun.
Call you the $6 million man. what did you do to get back to where you could play?
A lot of it was physical therapy. After that limb salvage surgery, it was 6 weeks of no weight bearing activity, basically in a wheelchair, then 6 weeks of just being on crutches. But after that, I'd go to the, my parents hated it, but I'd go in the front yard and just start throwing a tennis ball off the garage. Just kind of, you know, I can still throw. My friends would come over and my parents would give me a chair in the backyard and I'd sit in that, but I'd throw from sitting down, which might have not been the smartest idea, but it gave me something to do and it kept me involved. And more than anything, I just kept watching baseball and kept talking to my friends, knowing what was going on, and just really staying involved. And if I can't play, I'm going to coach. You know, how can I stay involved in the game? And I think that's really helped me, even with kind of the physical limitations. I've been able to think and put myself in the right spot where I might have that extra step on someone just because I kind of know where to go, or I get a read quicker than someone else.
What was it like when you got a chance to step back on the field again?
It was cool. The first game I played was, it was like a basically an honorary Little League at bat. I was still going through treatment. I was explicitly told, you will not be running on this. If you hit the ball, you're walking. And I had the fantasy that I was going to hit a home run and walk around the bases. Then they wouldn't have to worry about that. Had my coach pitch to me and everything, and I remember I made contact, and I was pissed off that I grounded out, actually. But but my parents were freaking out and got the ball and everything. My teammates were all happy. So that was cool, and I think it really kind of started to come together that next year when I got to play a junior league season. I actually played the whole time, and our team was not good, and I think that kind of gave me the chance to play, but it was like, you know, everyone else is bad. Vince at least can make contact. He might get thrown out if he hits the ball, you know, to the outfield, but that's okay.
Well, to this day, you still have mobility issues.
Yep.
But here you are. I mean, what's it? It's got to be a joy for you to just go out on the field every day to get a chance to play, because you know originally you were told never again.
Yeah, that's kind of how I always look at it. Is this is, you know, count your days. You don't know when it's going to be over. This season is probably going to be my last unless something really crazy happens. And just kind of been trying to get the rest of the team to understand injuries happen. We've had a couple guys go down this year and understand that, you know, play each game hard, treat it the right way because you don't know when your last game is going to be coming. So I don't take anything for granted. And this whole year has just kind of been exciting to just go out and you're playing a game and have fun with it kind of thing. And maybe teams are a little chirpy, you give it back to them. And if they're, you know, commenting on your speed, you're doing something right because you're on the field and they're not kind of thing. So
what's the story of how Tim Hollebaugh found you? I mean, that must have not been an easy sell. Like, oh, I suffered from bone cancer. I got like a metal rod in my leg. So, but yet come, you know, I want to come play college baseball. I mean, that must have been a little bit of a difficulty and probably worried you.
Yeah, that was kind of always a problem. I was I was at a showcase called Head First Honor Roll Camp up in Sacramento when Coach Cooperrider was there. He was our old assistant coach, and I was 3 months off of surgery. I'd actually broken the metal rod in my leg my junior year of high school, just shattered it and had to kind of put a new one in. So I was – all the progress I'd had for 6 years, I'd lost, and I couldn't run, couldn't really do anything. And I went out and I could hit, and everything was a single, and they pinch run for me every time. But I, you know, I was putting the bat on the ball, and I was making good contact. And he said, "Well, if you're doing this after, you know, 3 months, I can't even imagine what you're doing there." So he was very open and receptive, and I think I really have him to thank for getting me here. But my parents and I were always leading off with, "Yeah, I had this, but this is not going to be kind of a limitation for me. You know, I understand speed's not going to be a part of my game, but I can help you in other ways," and trying to sell the positives instead of the negatives. So I think that's always been a key part of me, and I think Coach Hallball has really picked up on that and kind of embraced it. And we'll joke around back and forth about, you know, "Well, am I going to be stealing today, Coach? Or, you know, how far does this ball have to get hit for you to score? Probably over the fence. So let's, you know, put someone that can do that behind me," kind of thing. But it's been good, and it's nice now of if we see a slow guy on the other team, it's, "Hey, Vince, who do you think is winning this race?" And I think we found one guy that I might beat, but that's okay.
Yeah, I think Ricky Anderson's career steals record is pretty safe with you. Yeah. But but just to have a smile and to get a chance to play is that's all the difference. And, you know, again, for a kid from a Cali, from northern just north of San Diego, and to find Grinnell at some point, you were probably lucky to find anything you could, and to have a special place like this and have somebody who believed in you, I'm sure it means a lot.
Yeah, that was really what stood out about Grinnell. They were the first school to reach out to me, even before my junior year of high school, and said, "Hey, we're really interested. Keep in contact and let us know how it's going," kind of thing. So that kind of really stood out to me. I told my parents right away, "I'm not going here. It's the middle of Iowa. I'm looking for a city. I need something. You know, I can go to the Midwest, I can go to the Northeast, but I'm not going to cornfields in Iowa." And I ate my words on that one, but it's worked out, and I'm happy to be here. But the whole process has just been, every time I go home, it's, you know, "How many farmers do you see on a daily basis? How much corn do you guys eat? You know, do you drive a tractor now?" And so it's, I get all the jokes, and it's fun to, you know, to play along with it, but it's been a good fit so far. The school's really embraced me, and I've learned a lot from my time here.
What are your plans after your graduation?
So I'm gonna actually be going down to Nashville. I'll go to Belmont University for a master's in sports administration.
Wow.
And I'm working on getting a job right now, also hopefully as a political consulting firm that kind of works with sports teams. So I'm gonna work on a ballot initiative for an NFL team to get a new stadium, and then hopefully fill out, I don't know what league yet, but there's a team that's trying to get a front office filled out. So I'm trying to, if I get this job, I'll be able to work with them and take classes at night for this master's degree.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. So what's the story with this baseball team now down the home stretch? I mean, this team has made it to the postseason, you know, each one of your years, but there's no Midwest Conference championship team yet. And that's obviously got to be the goal every year with this team when you make it to the postseason. What do you see with this team that's going to have to put you over the top finally?
Yeah, we definitely have the talent. We have the guys that can do it. We just really have to put together the full performance now. Consistency has been a bit of our problem. We will come out one game and just run right over a team, and all of a sudden the next game we forgot how to play baseball, and it's a whole other outcome. We kind of saw that this weekend. We run rule knocks, and then we lose 2-1 to a team that we felt we should have been more competitive then. So it's a lot of just kind of putting it all together. We have the pitching staff, we have the hitting, we got the defense for it, and we're deep, which I think will really help us as we get into the season. We start getting Carson back. Zeke Taylor's been hurt as an outfielder, and he's going to add a speed element that we can get back and use off the bench or something. We just really have to throw it all together and get the season going, and really just not overlook opponents. We know any team on any day can beat another. So this weekend will be a good test. Chicago's a good team. We got to go up there and really just take care of business. And if we do that, we'll put ourselves in a good spot. Hopefully take 3 or 4 out of IC, and then get ready for that final series against Monmouth. And and really hopefully lock up the conference tournament by then.
Vince, great visiting with you, meeting with you. And again, thanks for your patience for earlier today. And best of luck to you and your Pioneers throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Vince Riley with us here, senior first baseman for Grinnell College Baseball on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.